you last spoke on the draft floor in Fort Lauderdale about 10 days ago. Well, what's your life been like since you heard the Winnipeg Jets call your name 17th overall?
It's been a little hectic, but more exciting and lots of opportunities ahead, and just the hard work starts now.
I know you went back, spent a little bit of time with friends and family. Obviously, the first big focus was the last six or so days here in Winnipeg. How have you enjoyed development camp, and what did you learn from it?
It was great. Learn from the older guys, and learn what it takes to be a pro, and what it takes to make that next jump to the pros.
What's the big eye opener for you here this weekend?
I think lots of speed and physical. I think just everything's a step ahead, and everything's just a little bit faster.
This is a lot about them relaying the message of what they think they need you to work on. Have they given you that message yet?
I think I'm going to work on getting stronger, definitely. Stronger, bigger, faster, and that comes with, a little bit of time as well.
You've obviously done that over the years leading up to this. Is it a step up now? I mean, do you have targeted goals, how much you need to put on?
No, I think, wherever I'm comfortable. I think I'm just going to keep working out and, trying to put on that weight and, I think wherever I'm comfortable skating with.
What do you think of the city of Winnipeg?
It's great. The fans are really passionate here, you can tell. 10:30 a.m. and just packed out there, and it was great.
Is there an adjustment period at all, Crown, to come in here? And I know it's all rookies and prospects, but it is an NHL sort of run camp. Was there any surprises, or how did you feel coming in to where you are leaving?
For me, I think coming in, I just want to focus on, what I did well. Me, it's my skating ability. I think I just want to go out there and skate and just out-compete the player next to me.
What do you build on from this? Where do you go? I know you're going to college and whatnot, but what do you take out of this, and what do you want to work on?
Yeah, like I said, I think, just the little details of what it takes to be a pro, stretching out, before, and just paying attention to that, making sure you get the lifts in that you need to, and even practice, you gotta go all out and practice, and it really makes a difference.
Something like this under your belt help you feel like you can do this? You've gone through something, at least one NHL camp?
Yeah, it definitely adds experience and, lots of knowledge. And, yeah, I think I learned a lot from the camp.
How different was the competition? You're coming from the United States Hockey League. You were the player of the year. And you come into a camp like this with another 40 players. Many of them have been drafted in previous years that are closer to making that next step to the pro ranks. Just give us a little feedback on what you thought of the other players that you were in camp with and the level they're at compared to where you were coming in.
Yeah, well, first off, everybody here is a phenomenal player, and, they've proven that to get to this point. But I think any time you move up levels in hockey, it gets faster and stronger. So, I definitely noticed that out there today.